3. Choosing a career.
Keywords. Career. A list of questions. Give thought to. Have a clear knowledge of. Success and satisfaction. Immediate advantages. Long-term prospects. Job preferences. Future happiness and contentment.
Vocabulary. Career. Draw up. Bear in mind. Partially. Aptitude. Way. Long term. Prospect. A fund of. Contentment. Haphazard.
A. You are going to hear a passage about how to choose a career. While listening, pay special attention to the list of questions put forward in it. Then fill in the blanks with what you hear.
In order to give you as much help as possible, I have drawn up a list of questions that you ought to ask yourself.
Have I given thought to what I would like to be doing 15 to 20 years from now? Bear in mind that the career you choose will affect the future course of your life. It will partially determine your range of friends, your choice of husband or wife, where you live, your recreational activities, and other important aspects of your life.
Have I a clear knowledge of my abilities and aptitudes, as well as my interests and aims? Be honest about your weak points, as well as your strong ones. Take a really good look at yourself, and give real thought to the kind of person you are, what you are good at, and what kind of person you want to be.
Do I know the kind of occupations in which people like myself tend to find success and satisfaction? Once you have examined and found out about yourself, your next question is what you can really do with yourself. You can gain some idea of what other people with similar abilities and interests consider to be important and challenging in the careers that they choose by talking to people already in the careers that interest you. Watch these people at work.
Have I weighed carefully the immediate advantages against the long-term prospects offered by the jobs I'm considering? Will the occupation you select give you satisfaction, not just when you start, but in the years to come? Realize now the importance of education in all fields, technical and professional. Remember that when promotion occurs, preference is usually given to educated persons, other things being equal.
Have I talked about my job preferences with my guidance counselor, my parents, my teachers, and my headmaster? Remember, they have a tremendous fund of experience from which you should benefit. They can help you think about the jobs in which you will find satisfaction and challenge. They can stimulate you to give careful thought to what you really want to do, and offer useful suggestions as to how you might take full advantage of your personal qualities and qualifications.
Have I made a real study of jobs? It takes a very long time to find the work that suits you the best. Reading about and studying a number of occupations is something you should do over and over again.
How do I regard my job? Is it just a means of getting money to do the things that I want to do? Is the work important to me and my future happiness and contentment? Is it a combination of both these things?
The above questions and their answers should give you some better ideas about how you should start planning your career. Your lifelong job cannot be approached in any kind of haphazard fashion. It must be considered carefully, examined from every angle, talked over with those who know you and those who can help you in any way.
B. Now listen again. This time, pay more attention to what's relevant to each of the questions above. Then fill in the chart below with the relevant information by using key words.
In order to give you as much help as possible, I have drawn up a list of questions that you ought to ask yourself.
Have I given thought to what I would like to be doing 15 to 20 years from now? Bear in mind that the career you choose will affect the future course of your life. It will partially determine your range of friends, your choice of husband or wife, where you live, your recreational activities, and other important aspects of your life.
Have I a clear knowledge of my abilities and aptitudes, as well as my interests and aims? Be honest about your weak points, as well as your strong ones. Take a really good look at yourself, and give real thought to the kind of person you are, what you are good at, and what kind of person you want to be.
Do I know the kind of occupations in which people like myself tend to find success and satisfaction? Once you have examined and found out about yourself, your next question is what you can really do with yourself. You can gain some idea of what other people with similar abilities and interests consider to be important and challenging in the careers that they choose by talking to people already in the careers that interest you. Watch these people at work.
Have I weighed carefully the immediate advantages against the long-term prospects offered by the jobs I'm considering? Will the occupation you select give you satisfaction, not just when you start, but in the years to come? Realize now the importance of education in all fields, technical and professional. Remember that when promotion occurs, preference is usually given to educated persons, other things being equal.
Have I talked about my job preferences with my guidance counselor, my parents, my teachers, and my headmaster? Remember, they have a tremendous fund of experience from which you should benefit. They can help you think about the jobs in which you will find satisfaction and challenge. They can stimulate you to give careful thought to what you really want to do, and offer useful suggestions as to how you might take full advantage of your personal qualities and qualifications.
Have I made a real study of jobs? It takes a very long time to find the work that suits you the best. Reading about and studying a number of occupations is something you should do over and over again.
How do I regard my job? Is it just a means of getting money to do the things that I want to do? Is the work important to me and my future happiness and contentment? Is it a combination of both these things?
The above questions and their answers should give you some better ideas about how you should start planning your career. Your lifelong job cannot be approached in any kind of haphazard fashion. It must be considered carefully, examined from every angle, talked over with those who know you and those who can help you in any way.